Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Administration and Operations Committee meeting of the Annuity and Pension Board. It's Wednesday, June 21st. It is 9:01 a.m. Can I please have a roll call?
Yes, Ms. King, not present as yet. Mr. Klusman?
Here.
Ms. Sawa?
Here.
Quorum?
Thank you. Our first agenda item is the approval of the Wells Fargo contract. Please be advised that the Administration and Operations Committee may vote to convene in closed session on the following item as provided in Section 19.851E, Wisconsin State Statutes to deliberate or negotiate the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. The Administration and Operations Committee may then vote to reconvene in open session following the closed session. Can we get a motion to go into closed session?
Klusman, motion.
Okay, and I will second.
And roll call, Mr. Klusman?
Aye.
Ms. Sawa?
Aye.
Quorum, and please say the time and I'll pause the recorder.
Sure, 9:03 a.m.
And the recorder's on now?
Yep. It's 9:07.
Thanks.
Okay, so then pursuant to our conversation, can I have a motion to approve the Wells Fargo contract extension?
Klusman, motion.
Thank you, and I'll second that. So it passes. Okay. Moving on to agenda item two, the discussion on approval of the actuary contract. Please be advised that the Administration Operations Committee may vote to convene in closed session on the following item as provided in Section 19.851E, Wisconsin State Statutes to deliberate or negotiate the purchasing of public properties, investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. The Administration Operations Committee may then vote to reconvene in open session following the closed session. Do I have a motion to go into closed session?
Motion.
Thank you, and I will second, and then I guess we need a roll call.
Mr. Klusman?
Aye.
Ms. Sawa?
Aye.
Quorum, and please say the time again, and I'll pause the recorder.
The time is 9:08?
Thanks. Go ahead. Okay. And the time?
9:18.
Thanks.
I guess can I have a motion to approve the actuary contract?
With the 2% increase.
Oh, with the 2%
increase.
Thank you, Mary. Approval of the actuary contract with a 2% increase.
2.5. Sorry.
2.5% increase.
Yes, Klusman will make that.
Okay, thank you, Tom, and I will second the motion. I believe then we are good for number two. Then moving on to agenda item three, IT project portfolio. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, Chairperson, I'm sorry. We have Jeff Schober online. Jeff is our IT director. Jeff, so you want to go ahead and go through the project list and the red light, green light slide for everybody?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jerry. Good morning, everyone. The first slide here is just a bullet point list of all of the activities going on in IT. The majority of it is still just, at this time of the year, it gets a lot of cleanup activity, normal activity that we do on an annual basis for cleaning up things like IP addresses and DNS entries, if those mean anything to you. I would note there's two items on here, the host server upgrade and the tape libraries. Those are essentially finished. The last piece we have to do is we have to go up to our recovery site in Madison and actually install the hardware. But the hosts themselves have been configured, and I think they're doing that next week or the week after. They're going to make a field trip out to Madison to actually swap that hardware out. I think everything else is fairly normal or ongoing. Any questions I can answer for you?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Terry, could you unmute Ms. King? She might have some questions.
She wants to ask. She is unmuted. She got unmuted herself. I've already.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you, Your Honor.
Okay. I had a few questions before, but I think we're fine. I think most of the questions pertinent were addressed by the chairperson and Mrs. Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't have any questions up to this point either.
All right, here we go. Next slide, please, Terry. So this is the red, the typical red, green, yellow slide. Everything we have is we're doing is in green on target, and the list below is the rolling 12-month list of activities we've actually completed. So it's very similar to the other list, just in a little different format. Any questions here I can answer?
I don't have any questions. Does anyone on the committee have questions? No.
Very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. And our last agenda item is the organizational and personnel update. Is Melody on? Is she here?
Yes, I'm on the line. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Okay, the pension accounting specialist position was recently filled last week. One of our internal candidates accepted the position, which has now created a management accountant senior vacancy. So we will be recruiting for that. It goes to FMP. The request to fill has been completed, and it'll go to FMP for approval and after on July 7th. And after that, we should hopefully fill it by another internal candidate shortly after. Any questions? Dan, I don't know if he's on the line, but his goal is to create a career path in the accounting section for these positions. We do like to encourage internal candidates to apply for these positions and retain the institutional knowledge, so that's the goal.
No, that's good. We want people to get promoted.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any questions, but I do want to say to Ms. Melody Johnson and the whole team that I think what they're doing is a We're going to take a handbook and how to create these internal career paths and groom staff that they're able to apply for when a higher position comes available, and to have the same system as ERS has when a position of a higher caliber comes available. Internal staff has this experience, understanding, exposure to be able to apply and be qualified for it. So I think it's something that very applicable. I just do want to say that.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
This is Jerry. Not in respect to this particular vacancy, but there is one other HR issue that I think is fairly significant and pressing.
Sure.
Melody and I think probably should talk about this. Melody, maybe you can give the committee a little background on our progress or lack of progress with the DER as far as trying to get the rest of our staff into some sort of pay progression. There have been several people that have been left behind this effort and is beginning to cause some issues. You want to talk a little bit about your meetings with DER and where we're at and I'll chime in too.
We'll start by, there's several issues that are going on. The first one is the majority of the ERS staff, the market studies have been done, and we only have just a few people left in our office, which these would be the like clerical staff, the lower paid positions in our department. And I spoke to DER on several occasions, and they're telling me that they're so backlogged and behind that they're not able to look at these positions. Maybe at the end of the year, they'll be able to take a look at them. But there's only maybe about six people in the department, and it's really creating an issue. You know, they're very unhappy, and which they have a right to be. You know, it feels unfair. And so at this point, I really don't know where to go from here. I work with Andrea Knickerbocker, but she gets her directions from, you know, her boss. So Jerry has reached out to Harper regarding that.
Yes, I'll take it from there, Melody. So I got a response from Harper this morning saying that, you know, that Melody said that they're backlogged, and he apologized for not getting back to us. He was otherwise occupied. So I told him I would contact him. What I want to do, I want to meet with him, and I'm going to suggest, and I agree that they're backlogged. I know that they have limited staff, and every department in the city is clamoring to complete the pay progression. Their priority, we're told, is ITMD, IT generally across citywide. So I'm going to ask for an extraordinary measure, I think, because I understand what their problem is. Our problem is that we, because of both the pay freezes, you know, over the last 10 to 12 years, and the low rates have increased, there are six or seven people, as Melody mentioned, who haven't received really any adequate pay progression, especially compared to inflation in the last couple of years. So they're behind on and what you would, I think, term as a time in grade, okay? For example, their predecessors were further along within the pay range than they are, simply because the city had, you know, slow walked any pay progression for, you know, more than a dozen years. So I don't think market studies are required. I think what really needs to happen is that they need to move the needle within the pay range for each of these people. Just acknowledge that, you know, that, as I put it, that this pay progression was sort of abandoned or slow walked for many years. And, you know, it's wonderful when they can get around to do the market studies, but in the meantime, I don't think we can keep, you know, I don't think we can keep people left behind and expect that our staff and to, you know, hold together. And I explained to him what our fiduciary obligations are, and that the board relies on the ERS staff to fulfill their obligations. So I'm going to have a little heart-to-heart with them and say, look, you need to simply move the slider here on within the pay range, and let the market studies happen when they can happen. But in the meantime, let's start moving people up, you know, maybe to the 60th percentile or something, just to get some forward progress, because we just can't expect people to accept this. We're likely to see people wandering off from our staff, and that would not be ideal for either DER or for us, for that matter. So anyway, I just wanted to let the trustees know that that's an issue and that we're dealing with it.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Jerry, I agree with everything there. Could you do something possibly that would be like what you said? You know, we appreciate that they're busy. We don't, you know, we understand finite time and people can only do so much work, but these people, you know, being not high-end earners, money is probably a lot more significant to them than I'm going to make it a lot more. And could we say out of, when they do get around to doing this, as soon as they can, that they apply this correction lift back to when everyone else got it. They shouldn't have to, for they're doing work every day. So just because other people can't get around to finalizing their study, they shouldn't be working, you know, for less than they deserve. And if, you know, if bad enough, they'll have to wait for the pay, but it would only seem fair that we make them whole by applying it at a time when it should have occurred just because of logistical reasons that are beyond anyone's control. That's only fair.
Well, you're right, Tom. We agree with that. In fact, we talked about it, Melody and I and Daniel, extensively. And I should have mentioned that that's one of our concerns as well, is that even with what we're asking for in the form of pay progression without market studies, we're going to ask for retroactivity back to last year when other people received their increases. So I think we're completely in accord with your suggestion.
Good, thanks. And on the other topic of filling these positions, I've been accused of being a little cynical, but seeing how the plan just closed yesterday, are you tooling up for when you present? If I understand council correctly, you're probably going to get asked things like, well, your plan is closed, so why are you continuing to fill positions? And you're going to need to tell them that this plan isn't going to close for 100 within any of our lifetime. We won't be gearing down in any of our lifetimes. We still have a 100-year tail on this or so.
Yes. I actually have thought extensively on this subject because I have a budget presentation coming up in October, right, early October. And I've been concerned about that very perception that, oh, you know, we closed the plan, therefore, you know, what do you need a budget for? Well, the answer to that is obviously we have 29,000 members and beneficiaries that we're going to have to provide benefits for. And we are currently providing benefits for over 13,000 of them, you know, a monthly payroll every month. And we still have $5.6 billion to invest. So that's the argument. And I think the clincher is that if one takes that approach, if one wants to take that approach, then unfortunately the price of poker goes up for the city of Milwaukee quite dramatically. Because if you're going to look at this as a dead and gone plan, then 6.8% discount rate isn't going to be enough, isn't going to be low enough necessarily according to the actuary. That in fact, you know, Callan has told us that most public plans don't lower their discount rate for the first 10 years. The board is going to be asked to look at another ALM study here shortly. Larry's already raising this issue and has been for some time about, you know, if their plan is closed, there needs to be another ALM study. I'm pretty confident that we're going to not have to go below 6.8, but if someone takes the position that this is a dead plan, then much lower than 6.8 would in fact be in order and the cost for the city would be much higher. So that would be the trade-off for anybody who wants to argue, you know, at the FNP that this administration doesn't need to be funded. You can't have it both ways. If you're going to say that there's no administration, then there's going to have to be much higher contributions. And no one really, it's not really necessary. Either one isn't really necessary, so we shouldn't create problems for everybody. But hopefully everybody will understand that there are still 29,000 members and beneficiaries. Now, when you hear the rhetoric in the relation to the discussion around this new bill, even the legislators were saying, well, you know, we can't, you know, fold this plan into the WRS immediately. It's going to take decades. So there's some acknowledgement.
Hey, Gary.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but I think we need to stay on the actual agenda topic, right?
That's fine. Thank you, Aisha.
I just don't want to be in violation of open meeting laws.
Well, we don't want either, so we'll leave it at that, Tom. Yes, we will. We are being prepared to deal with our budget hearing in October.
Yeah, because I see that kind of clause around for voting positions, but you know, it sounds like you're on top of it.
I think
what Jerry's pointing out, I think this may not be a venue at this point because it wasn't agenda, but I believe if we could get it to our next meeting coming up, whether it's annual or at the board, I think it's important that we have this discussion and a forward discussion. So I think, Jerry, what you're saying is important for all Bell Endeavors and the public to know. So maybe we could put out a future agenda item for sure, an upcoming agenda. Maybe we have one in July. So.
Yeah, I think we could probably add it to that. And we will be discussing the ACFER, the financials at that meeting. Right, Jerry?
Right. There's also a special meeting that's been proposed in July where that might be an appropriate topic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all for your time this morning.
Thank you. I think I just needed a motion to adjourn. Did anyone else have any questions regarding the personnel update agenda item? I take that as a no. Then I think I just need a motion to adjourn.
Plus a motion.
Thank you.
Ms. King, second.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Just say the time.
Yep, 9:36.
Thanks.
See everybody at the board meeting.